Let's talk to Josh in California. Josh, you're on the air.
I did want to bring up, though, how, you know, you're mentioning sometimes about some of the people that have issues with some of the things that you discuss on the air. And, well, you used to have, what happened, like, you used to have Warren Cucurullo on the program, and he became a no-pointer, so I haven't heard him on the program for a while. But I was wondering, why is it that you don't discuss movies like September Clues, which I think are really important movies about 9/11, and you
okay.
never, ever talk about it?
Because I think it's pure bull. I mean, I'm not here to put out disinfo, but and that doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes, but if I think something's absolute crap, I'm not going to promote it on my show, but I appreciate your call. You want me to say mean things about people? I guess I will. And again, why are people obsessed with personalities in the huge sea of people that disagree with official stories? I mean, I met Warren Cucurullo, who does some great music, at a 9/11 thing 2006. I had him on the show, I think, twice. And people sent me info about Warren, which is a very colorful character, I'll say the least. And I thought, maybe I need to, look at this guy. And then he starts saying there's no planes hitting and getting all these phone calls from him and stuff. And I mean, that's not what I'm into. So I'm busy. But just because you don't hear somebody back on the show doesn't necessarily mean I don't like them in all cases. I mean, I bet I could get Willie Nelson back on the show. I haven't called him about 4 or 5 months because he's busy. I'm busy. I'm not just chasing stars around. If something comes up to have Willie Nelson on the show, I'll probably try to call him and get him on the show. Jesse Ventura said he'd come on the show anytime. Haven't had him on in about 6 months or 5 months. Got his number, got his email, got his, wife's number. I mean, it doesn't mean because you haven't heard Jesse on here that I don't dislike Jesse. I know I can get KRS-One back on. Haven't done that. We want Professor Griff. Haven't gotten him yet because they actually contacted us first. And they're out plugging the movie places. But, I mean, see how I got all this news, all this info, all these callers. And it's, I mean, my experience with No Planers was like people that looked like they were drunk, screaming and yelling, dancing around half naked, vomiting on street corners in front of news cameras, of what looked like a setup to make 9/11 truth look bad. So I was like, whoa, these are some serious people. And then they would attack me, and I went, whoa, they're really serious. And then I would see ridiculous CGs, like as jokes of video game planes hitting buildings and saying, look, it's fake. And I mean, and then I know people I've known for decades who were working in New York that, saw at least one of the planes, and they go, no, you didn't see those. You're a liar. You're a government agent. And then you call in real friendly, oh, why don't you believe no plane said, Alex? I don't understand why you're doing this, Alex. Hey, it's a free world. Go talk about it everywhere else. You got to call in. You got to talk about it. Again, this is the mental illness, though, because this is why we're going to lose, folks. It's why we may lose, is because it's all about Alex, and it's all about the peanut gallery, like this is junior high. This isn't junior high, folks. I got stacks of news in front of me where they're telling kids it's the law they've got to take vaccines nationwide. And they're herding the kids in and shooting them up with vaccines that we know are deadly and we know are soft kill weapons. There is no law you got to take those vaccines. They have a regulation that state health departments recommend that to be in school, you take these vaccines. And the school says it's the law and never even tells you there's a waiver to the non-law that they have to give you by law to let you in the school. But we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to go out and warn people about what we know is going on. God forbid. I mean, I feel like I have a responsibility to warn people. I feel like I have a responsibility to reach out to people and tell them. In fact, I'm going to do that. We're going to take a few more calls. I'm going to do a big news blitz. And boy, is it huge. Coming up, and then we'll continue with calls throughout the show. But this is what it's like when we take calls. Some great calls, really informative calls, a lot of hot tips, but also all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones, all about Alex Jones. It's a psychological excuse not to take action on other issues, okay, and to not face the facts.